Blog Talk Radio.
With Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming up shortly here in a minute. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. I'm excited about what God is doing. You better give God some praise before we get started here. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. God is good, ain't he? All the time. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, I want you guys to put your hands together as we recognize my pastors, Bishop John Crenshaw, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, their 44-year anniversary. Y'all better put some hands together for that. 44-year anniversary. Amen. This month. Amen. God bless you, Bishop Doc. Congratulations from the network, the global network. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, the number, call in number 347 843-4559. Like air and water, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot do without prayer. No doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. If anybody's been living long enough to understand that, you know what I'm talking about. We cannot live without prayer, ladies and gentlemen, just like water and air. We cannot do without it. Cannot do it. Can't do it. Thank you so much, Bishop, for joining us tonight on that prayer time. Amen, amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, that number 347-843-4559, where we tap into the spirit and the time of God, ladies and gentlemen, and the will of God as well, in Jesus' name. Only through prayer can we do that. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. Hey, also, too, guys, the word of God tonight, the bishop shared with us to share it with you tonight, is Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. That's coming up shortly as well. But again, let's give the Lord a hand of clap of praise from the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Father, for giving us your Son, the final sacrifice for us to be saved. Amen. It's all about souls. All about souls. Amen. Hey, let's get to the word, ladies and gentlemen. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And the same day, this is Jesus, quiets the sea, and the same day when even is come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind and waves and beat the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Amen. And he awake him and say unto him, Master, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. Wow, praise God. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Amen. And he saith unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Amen. And the last verse, ladies and gentlemen, of Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise for the word of God. Hallelujah. Mark 4. Read the whole chapter, ladies and gentlemen. Read the whole chapter. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, I want you to, in your hearts and minds, ladies and gentlemen, all across the land here, for the man of God, we thank Bishop and Doc for their time tonight. If you would, put your hands together for Bishop John Crenshaw as we open up his line. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us tonight.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father, we thank you once again for your presence. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your word, because so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper to you send it. It will manifest itself in the thing where to you send it. It will bring forth into the thing where to you send it. It will deliver and set free where you sent your word, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we praise you for your word, God. We thank you, God, your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. And God, you sent your word and it healed us, God. We thank you, for God, for healing, healing of our souls, healing of our mind, healing our spirit, man, healing our natural body. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Pulling down of strongholds, pulling down of every stronghold, and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, because everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. It will last for eternity. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your assurance. And God, and this is the confidence that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, we know that you heareth us. And because we know that you hear with us, we have a petition that you desire of you, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We call those things that be not as though they already are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, we come to you. We repent of our sins. We repent of our shortcomings. We repent of our failure. We repent of our forefathers' sins. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, and we thank you, God, as we apply the blood, because when the blood is applied, God, life is applied, God. When the blood is applied, deliverance is brought forth, God. We thank you, Lord, as we apply the blood tonight, God. We praise your mighty name for your word. We praise you for your mighty acts. We praise you for your assurance, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify. Be glorified in our lives, God. Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you, oh God, thanking you for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for another year that you have allowed to come to this time, oh God, almost past, almost gone. We thank you, God, that we are still here. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for food and clothing. And Father, we pray for our nation, oh Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus for the household of faith. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will have your way. We pray in the name of Jesus, make us one in the spirit, oh God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify. We pray in the name of Jesus that no evil shall come near our dwelling. Oh God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And Father, Lord, we thank you, God, your servant said you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. God, we need a refreshing, God. We need a renewing in our spirit, man, God. Wash us with your word. We see Mogondo Sunday. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your angels and camp of the battle. We thank you for your angels watching over. We thank you, God, you've given your angel charge, Father Heavenly, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the Spirit, oh God, a fresh anointing, God. We thank you for the Spirit of God, renewing our minds and our spirit and our souls. We thank you tonight, God, oh God. This is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything, anything according to your word, Father God, you watch us over your word to perform it. You watch us over your word to manifest it. You watch it over your word to make it come to pass. You watch it over your word that your word will not fall to the ground. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our nations, oh God. We pray for families tonight, Lord. We pray for mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, sons and daughters, God. We pray tonight for protection of their lives. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, your angels watch over them, Lord. We pray, God, for healing of the bodies, healing of the minds, healing of the souls, healing of Osate, Repande, Kondo, Sikandere, Amisando, Kondisandarapaka. Father, we glorify you tonight. God, we praise you, Almighty God. One can put 1,000, 2 put 10,000 in the fight. Father, we seek, oh Rambata. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you for the moral seeker. We thank you for the Siko Nosa. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your goodness tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, have your way on this earth, oh Lord. Have your way. Use us for your glory, God. Manifest your Suko, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the Mosia. We thank you for the unseen, God. We thank you for the seen, oh God. We thank you, God. We are here. We are delivered. We are delivered from cancer, Lord. We are delivered from sugar diabetes. We are delivered from heart trouble, Lord. We are delivered, Siko Ramba Telebeshel. We are delivered, Siko Ratalama. We are delivered from disease of Sandropo. We thank you, God, Amosataba. We give you glory and honor tonight for your people everywhere, Lord. We thank you for that man that is sick is getting up, God. We thank you, you're healing their bodies, God. You're strengthening them in the name of Jesus. You're healing that child tonight, God, that got cancer tonight, God. We thank you for your healing, oh God. We thank you, you're strengthening that mother, that father, that child's mother, that parent, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come on Sunday, let them know that you never fail. Let them know that you never leave them, forsake them, but you'll be with them always, Almighty God. We are seeking, we thank you tonight, God. We give you glory and honor tonight, Lord. We praise you tonight, Amokoa. We thank you for your word, Lord. Your word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway, God. We thank you, your word is everlasting and eternal. Now faith is something to think hope for. Ever this a thing not seen. Now we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, I thunder on Amokondo see us. We thank you, Amosata. We thank you, God, as you heal that mother down Amosha. Heal that child tonight, God. Heal that father tonight, God. Heal that son tonight, Lord. God, we seek Oroto. We come in the Asata. God and Amosata. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. We rebuke your acts tonight. We rebuke on Amosata. God, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we call those things to be not as though they are. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this nation, God. We thank you for a miracle, oh God. We thank you, Father, leader of government, God, as you know, do a mighty work, God. Test the hearts and the minds of your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Make the crooked places straight, oh God. God, reveal, expose, and destroy. Father, we thank you tonight, God. Be glorified in the name of Jesus, in the earth realm, Lord. Lord, we thank you tonight, God, of the Moshe. We thank you for prayer warriors, oh God. We thank you for men and women, the boys and girls. We thank you for the body of Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, Satan. You're sending revival in the earth realm, God. You're reviving our soul, our spirit, man. You're waking us up, oh God. Wake us and shake us, Lord. Wake us and shake us, Satana, in the Mokondi side. Oh God. We Sunday, we pray for pastors tonight, God. We pray for that congregation, oh God. We pray for that mother, that father tonight, that child tonight, God, that think they don't have any hope left, God. Let them know that, God, you're still able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask tonight. We thank you, God, you're making the way straight, God. We thank you, God, you're over that door that's been closed, oh God. We thank you, God, you're manifesting that vision that you've given them, oh God. We thank you that you're healing their bodies in the name of Jesus. And Father, we glorified. Be glorified. United families together, Lord. Unite fathers and brothers, sons and daughters together, Lord. Unite mothers and daughters together, Lord. Unite husbands and wives together, oh God. Oh, Sandreco Nosa. Unite families together, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood. God, we plead the blood tonight, God. Lord, Sunday, as you told the people to God, in the children of Israel, God, to put the blood over the doorposts. God, we're Sunday, you will come more Sunday when the deaf angels come by, God, when they see the blood, their path. God, God, we apply the blood today, God, over everything that not like you, God. We apply the blood of Okotoba over sickness and diseases. We apply the blood of Okota over fear and doubt of Okora. We apply the blood of Osunday to Okora. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for renewing our minds. We thank you for renewing and giving us a new relationship with you, God. God, we thank you for hurting the thirst for righteousness, Jesus. We give you glory and honor tonight as you move by your spirit, God. Move in the airways, God. Move in the homes, God. Move in the churches, oh God. Move in the storehouse, God. Move in the White House, God. Move in the back house, God. Oh God, God, move in our government, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, God. We pray for that man that's in prison, that child is in prison, that daughter, that mother's in prison tonight. We pray, Almighty God, those that have been incarcerated unfairly, Lord. We constantly them a call. Oh, God, I'm a son of God. We know that you're a miracle-working God. We know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think of. Be a lawyer, God, in the courtroom. Lord, we know that you are a doctor in the hospital, God, in the sick room, God. Those that sick at home, those that sick in the neighborhood, those that sick on the highway, God. We ask for your healing power, God, as you feel the airways, God. Let them feel your breath, God, your spirit, oh God, on their lives in the name of Jesus. Hold back death, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, we forever give you glory. We thank you. You're raising them up now for their sick bed. You're delivering those that get cancer, single diabetes, and all other types of diseases. Those that have been attacked by this COVID-19, God, we ask you to heal their bodies, God. Heal their minds and give them strength, Lord. Give them strength, God. Give the family strength, God. Encourage the mother, the father, the sister, the brothers. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on your people everywhere, God. We ask you to look on the, those that don't know you tonight, those that are backsliders, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand in the gap tonight, God. Oh, God, we stand in the gap for that lonely, that homeless person, that person that don't have any food, that person don't have anybody. They can call their friend, Lord. We know that you're a friend, God, that sit closer than a brother, Father. We thank you tonight, oh God. We give you glory and honor, God. Oh God, you continue to manifest yourself in a great and mighty way. We thank you for all the miracles that you've done in our lives. We thank you for the door that you've opened for us, God. We thank you for the way that you've made and you've kept us whole in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight, God. We intercede tonight, oh God, for our nation. We intercede for our country, our cities, our government. We consider for the towns all over this world. We pray for the God of Oshata, for America, God. We pray for the other countries and other cities and other states, God. We pray for the people in our, for the preachers and ministers, oh God. We pray for families, oh God, that are without all over this world. We pray for those that are hungry in this economy. That's from the Rokondo and Seab. We thank you, God. You make ways out of no way, God. We know that you're a supplier, God. We know that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all we can think or ask. And we thank you tonight, God, as you bless somebody during this season. It has seemed like carnival Sandaba. They don't have anybody to turn to. Let them know, God, you'll bring them through this storm. Let them know that you're going to bring them through this fire. Let them know that you're going to bring them through this trouble. Let them know that you're going to set them free in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. We give you praise in advance. We give you praise in advance. We give you praise in advance. We think it's already done. We give you glory and honor, God. No flesh will receive in the glory, but God, it will go to you. It's all you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Yeshua. It's all about you, the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the real and present help in time of trouble and need. We give you thanks for God. We give you glory by your name for all of your goodness and all of your marvelous works. And we forever give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, Bishop just prayed for you, prayed for your family, prayed for your neighbor, prayed for your county, prayed for your neighborhood, prayed for your state, ladies and gentlemen, your city, county, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, and our wonderful nation, ladies and gentlemen, and he prayed for the world. So we thank God for that powerful, powerful prayer, Bishop. Thank you so much. We got to give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Prayer changes things, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I also want to let you know, ladies, if you have a specific prayer request, just hit star one on your phone. Specific prayer request, hit star one on your phone. At this time, I want to bring in Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you, Doc. I want to bring in your mic right now. God bless you,
praise
Doc.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God for that powerful prayer. Praise the Lord, Bishop Crenshaw.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Can you hear me tonight? Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to, those of you that are listening tonight, I want to quote this scripture, Psalms 138:8, and it says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me." He will perfect that which concerneth me. All of the things that are going on in the world today, we need to understand that the Lord is taking the situations and he is perfecting them on our behalf. Notice the scripture did not say that he is perfecting those things that we are concerned with, but those things that concern us. Sometimes we get it a little bit twisted that God does not realize or understand or can comprehend that those things that we're actually going through with all the chaos that's actually going in, going on in this world, and many families, individuals are facing different types of circumstances. But we need to be encouraged, those of you that are listening now and that are listening later, that the Lord is perfecting that which concerneth you. Everything that's going on, the Lord is yet perfecting it. So what are some of the things that we must do? Number one, we must really pay attention to the smaller details. Praise God. Notice in the Bible, in St. John, the 6th chapter, amen, it talked about, amen, the multitude that was fed by 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. How could you even imagine that our Savior was able, in our most human mind, that he was able to take 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread? And feed a multitude. So when we know that the Lord is affecting those things that concern us, we must first of all pay attention to the detail, and we must have faith in God, because sometimes the Lord has to remove us from that which we are familiar with. I'm reminded in the scripture in St. Mark, I believe it is the 8th chapter, 22nd through 26th verse, that was a blind man there. And the word of the Lord said he took the blind man out of his town. He's already blind. He couldn't see. And sometimes we can't see what the Lord is doing because we can't comprehend it. So even in our blindness of not being able to comprehend or the willingness to see what God is doing around us when things seem to be dark, he has to remove us sometimes from that which we're comfortable. Amen. So we have to be open to be led by the Holy Spirit. If the Lord says shift, shift. If the Lord says do this, 21, is to make a decision to be obedient to the Lord, to be obedient to the Lord. And sometimes the problem is, another point I want to make is that your vision can be, or your view can be blocked by others. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It can be blocked by others. You can't get, amen, to the next place because God is affecting those things that concern you, and you're concerned about some things that he's not concerned with. And sometimes it is blocked. It is blocked by other folks' opinion, what somebody else got to say about it, what they feel about it. So sometimes we just have to break away, be unique, be different, be obedient to the Lord. Think about Zechariah. Zechariah, praise the Lord. Amen. For he did something nobody else did. He said, well, I'm going to get to Jesus. I'm going to see Jesus. He got up in the sycamore tree. Sometimes we got to take our thoughts. We got to take our actions. We got to take our prayer life to another level. It is time to take our praise to another level, take our prayer life to another level. Praise God. You have to decide. We have to decide in our spirit. In a season when we can't perceive that God is affecting those things that concern me, praise God, I got to be open, praise God, to just be unique and different. It doesn't have to be like somebody else did it or how somebody else did it, because the opinion may be blocking my view as to what the Lord is doing in my life. And lastly, I want to encourage those that are listening tonight, trust and have faith in what seems to be ridiculous. It might seem ridiculous when the Lord is affecting those things which concern of you. St. John, the 9th chapter, 1st through the 11th verses, talked about the man, praise the Lord, that was blind, and Jesus did what? He spit on the ground. And he mixed the clay, and then he put it on the man's eyes. Isn't it amazing? The man couldn't see, though. I don't know if he would have been so amazed if he could see God in the ground and taking the clay and putting it on his eyes. He may have said, okay, that's all right, Lord. Sometimes the Lord has to block some of the things that he's doing because we may not necessarily agree with his approach. So we have to be open to know, be encouraged as we enter into 2021, and we exit out of 2020, that the Lord is perfecting everything that concerneth us, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Your best is yet to come. Your greater is yet to come. We're going to praise him now. We're going to bless him now. We're going to know that the greater is yet to come in our lives. So don't give up. Keep praying. Keep fasting. And know, praise God, the word of God is yet sure. And grass may wither, flowers may fade away, but the word of the Lord may stand forever. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. You just heard her wonderful voice and testimony and the word, ladies and gentlemen, about what it is to pray and why we got to stay fast. I love that what Doc and Bishop always teach, ladies and gentlemen, the word of God. Never give up on the word, ladies and gentlemen. Never give up on the word. Praise God for his wonderful, wonderful word. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to open up the lines for you. Hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone will put you in queue. And I'm going to mention only your last four digits where you can share your prayer requests or comments with Bishop tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Caller 6569. Caller 6569, you're live on the air with Bishop. Amen.
Good evening, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you for those powerful words. What an awesome tag team of the Lord. And then I would like to say happy anniversary to you two. And I would love for the bishop to pray for the underdog, because they don't know that the Lord is always working. And I know a couple of underdogs that got blessed by my wife and myself when they thought they didn't have a chance, but it wasn't us. It was God put it on us, our hearts. And it was God's always moving, even though they don't know. So I want to pray for the underdogs. Never think you out of it. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, caller, for that powerful request for prayer. Amen. Amen. God is so good. He's moving all the time for our behalf. Amen. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Be not as though they already are. We call it so right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for your manifestation. And God, and you always on time. And Father, that door that has been closed, that opportunity that has been closed for so long in their lives, and they've almost given up and they lost hope. But God, we thank you tonight as you instill hope in them, as you open them eyes and let them see that there's a vision and there's a miracle right before their very eyes. The opportunity is there. Don't give up, but keep pressing forward. And Father, we thank you because you have somebody that's in reach with you that's going to reach out and touch them and be a man of blessing in their lives. And Father, we thank you because you've done it for us and you are no respect the person, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. Thank you so much, callers, for your prayer. I know those out there listening have prayer, and we know you have prayer. You can go right to the throne room of grace right now in the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. So we know you're praying as well, and let's continue to pray for each other. Let's continue to support each other and love each other and just encourage each other in the things of God, as Doc and Bishop have shared tonight. In Jesus' name, let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. We just can't praise him enough for all the goodness he has shared with us today. And just right now, the Holy Spirit is in moving right now on your behalf. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to keep you long. Wanted to share Growing in Prayer, reading a book on prayer. And I want to encourage you to just up your prayer life, ladies and gentlemen, up your faith in God, just whatever you got to do, but talk to God and he'll help you in that area. Real quickly, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take you to Galatians real quick, 5:22 says, but when the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us, love, joy, peace, happiness, long suffering, and so forth, ladies and gentlemen, in Jesus' name. So he will produce what is inside of us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Romans 8:14 says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Amen. We are children of God, and we thank God for Bishop and Doc sharing that with us tonight just to let us know God loves us, and we must pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are new, prayer time with Bishop is on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We praise God Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for more information, give me a holler or a text, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, or you can check us out on Facebook too as well, and just drop me a note, Kevin Vaughn on Facebook, and we'll be glad to get that information to you as you need it. And of course, if you have a prayer request, we'll make sure Bishop and Doc get that information too. If you send a prayer through the network or through social media, we'll make sure Bishop and Doc gets that for you as well. God bless you. All right, we got to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wonderful day. I want you guys to have a great rest of the evening. Merry Christmas to everybody for the real reason for the season. As Doc mentioned earlier, there's a lot going on. Bishop mentioned there's a lot going on around the planet. We know with COVID, we want you to take care of yourselves, mask up, wash those hands, keep your immune system high, as Doc has shared with us so many times. Keep that immune system high, ladies and gentlemen, so you can keep your joy and peace and the Holy Ghost together as well. We want you to stay healthy as we move forward in the Word of God. Amen. All right, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for Bishop and Doc. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. Thank you so much. God bless you, everybody. Let's get on out of here. Y'all enjoy your family and tell somebody you love them today in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great evening. God bless you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time. Amen. Good night, everyone.